Men versus women, making that ugly face. Ladies, do you even know what I'm talking about? Why would I compare men versus women in voiceover? Well, one of the main reasons is men seem to get a little more work, depending on what field you're looking into. In animation specifically, men seem to dominate this world as far as voice talent go. So for every animation, you have 2 token females and about 10 males. So why is that? Well, there's a couple different reasons for it. I'm not saying I have all the answers here, but my guess is this. First of all, I don't think we have a lot of female writers writing animation. That would be one of the biggest red flags of why more men are hired than women. Of course, we do have animations like Powerpuff Girls and Barbie and things like that that do offer a lot more voice opportunities for ladies. But for the most part, women don't seem to get as many roles. So in my career, I decided to start really paying attention to this and seeing why this might be. So besides the writing situation, which I think is very paramount, I started sitting in on sessions. Instead of being just the talent in the room, I decided to remove myself from that position and watch. So I contacted a few casting directors and asked if I could sit in on a session. I highly recommend that, by the way. If you want to take on animation and other projects, why don't you contact producers or casting directors or directors if you know them, and see if you can watch an animation being recorded. There's so much to learn in watching. So as I did this, I started watching what the guys did compared to what the girls. Now, those of you who have ever taken a class with me, you've probably heard me say this, but I believe that if it wasn't for a woman, at some point in your life, of course, there's exceptions to every rule. Girlfriend, mom, whatever, grandma, telling you not to burp, not to fart, not to do all those crazy things in public, wouldn't you still be doing it? And perhaps you still are. Who knows? And I know some of you men are saying, I don't know, Debbie, I know some women. I know some too. However, for the most part, as a majority, women are extremely judgmental of themselves. Women don't seem to judge men as much as they judge other women, really. Now, men, you're not off the hook here. You're also ruled by ego. Your ego, though, is reflective of what you have, where your worth is. You know, what do you do for a living? Are you a breadwinner? That's the ego that you guys put on each other, that you judge each other from. Us women, it becomes, did you see what she's wearing? Ew, I can't believe she did that. Oh, what a slut. You know, whatever. We hear it mostly in high school, of course, but it does carry on, as most of you ladies know, and I'm sure your men would attest to. So why is that, and how can we change that? Well, first of all, women are conditioned to judge how they look. Therefore, they won't take the risk to look ugly. Why would you want to look ugly? Well, imagine what I look like right now when I talk to you like this. Okay, my chin's tucked in. I just look like an ugly person. Well, okay, not an ugly person. But I'm making an ugly face for me. For me, what feels like an ugly face, I'm tucking my chin into my chest and it just sounds not very fun. But at the same time, it gives me texture, it gives me dimension, and it makes me real. So you have to learn to adjust your way of thinking, ladies, to get that ugly face to come out, especially in animation. But even right now, when I'm giving you sarcasm like that, well, there's still something you need to do with your face, even in a commercial, that can just add to the layers that you need to create to take more risk. Ladies, you have to take risks to look stupid. To be quite honest, that's what we do. We don't sit in this booth and worry about what we look like. In fact, you have to let go and literally become whatever that character looks like. If that character has a funny look, then you have to portray that funny look physically so that you can hear it in your voice. Do you ever notice how some people look like their voice? Some don't. There's always exceptions to every rule, as I said. But some people look like their voice, and there's a reason for it. It's their mannerisms, the way they hold their body. As Bob Bergen says, those of you who don't know Bob Bergen, he's the voice of Porky Pig and Tweety and a Robot Chicken, a ton of other stuff, and my absolute favorite mentor. As Bob says, physical eyes first, and the voice will follow. At one time when I was doing animations, there was a lady who came in. Her name was Maureen, and she was dressed in purple from head to toe. Now, that's my favorite color, but I'm talking head to toe here. Peter Pan getaway shoes. I mean, she just looked like the zaniest, craziest character. I loved her look personally. I just thought it was unique and she made a statement and I really liked her. She had those cat eye glasses, the really short, spiky hair. See if you can start getting a picture of what Maureen looks like. When Maureen came into the studio, she put her hands way up high in the air and then stood at the mic. So first of all, I was judging her right away by going, maybe not in a negative way, but I was putting my female judgment on, going, oh man, she's a little wacky, isn't she? Then she goes to the mic and looks even wackier by putting her hands in the air. I later asked her why she did that, and it was because she's so active and so physical, her hands will hit her clothes or her arms will hit her clothes and make unwanted noise. So really, she was prepping correctly, and she wasn't worried not one bit about what any of us thought of her. We learned a lot from her that day, and I don't even know that we knew it at that time. When she voiced, she became every single character physically. She took them on. Her face would be scrunched up or whatever she was doing. It was a cratchy old nurse, I believe. And her face would just get a little evil. Well, I said to you, this is what you want. I'm not saying that's her voice, but for me to have done that, I had to get a cratchy little face going. Ladies, you've got to take the risk to make an ass of yourself, literally. Men do it. Okay, I'm not trying to insult you, honestly. You men do. You'll take that risk. You don't worry about what we think of you at that point. That's what us ladies need to learn how to do a little more so that we can match up to what these men are doing. Watch an animation if you can. You're going to learn so much by watching these men and these ladies in action who can really take it to another degree, another level you didn't think of. A lot of people want to get into animation. Well, there's one of your biggest tricks. Take risks. You're going to have to do that in commercials, in narrations. There's a lot of things you need to do, and you're going to hear that so commonly. Take risks. Take risks. Remember, risks can fail. But if you're taking risks, they're at least paying attention. And that's half the battle. I hope just this little bit of information will help you to understand what we mean when we say make the ugly face. Every time I give you that kind of a voice, I am making the ugly face and finding a different face that makes me more characterized, that gets me away from being Debbie Monroe and puts me into someone else's shoes. Until next time, everybody. If you have any further questions or want to do a training session on this particular topic, you can email me at info@voiceactortraining.com. That's info@voiceactortraining.com. Till next time.